Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new one for the book, ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, theageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check it out. When you get a chance, I wrote the book for you. I think you will benefit from it. And so you can find out how to, you can read about it. You can watch videos there and find out all about it. It's also available right now. The ebook is up on Amazon, but we got more ebooks coming for all the other platforms any minute now. So keep checking on that. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tenser. He is the CEO of SpiderWorks, Spider with a Y, and the co-author of the 90% Rule and the upcoming book Cause a Disturbance. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. You have become a practitioner of crowdfunding.
I have. Tell the audience.
Now, we've talked about it on the show before, but I'm gonna let you tell us your definition of crowdfunding.
Well, I figured since I talked so much about innovation, I had to
put your money where your mouth is, right?
Absolutely. Crowdfunding for me was a way to get the book out there and test the concept, and it's a way of, I guess, pre-selling and raising money to finance projects. And, one, it was great, obviously, to sell some books. I think, more importantly, it gives you a good idea about, how strong your concept is. For me, it was, do people have an interest in what I'm saying?
Right.
And it created an incredible social media buzz, which actually led to me getting Morgan James out of New York as the publisher. So I think when you look at crowdfunding, just see it as one, yes, there obviously is financial benefit, but look at it as another social media tool. Look at it as a way to test, to engage the customer, to get some feedback on your product or service, and to get some uptake in the market.
So crowdfunding is where you go to the market. You go to the public, basically, and say, I have a book, I have an album, I have a product, I have whatever, have this idea, and if you would like to be part of this, of what I'm doing, then if you'll send in $5 or $5,000 or whatever however you want people to think about it, we'll send you, in your case, we'll send you a book, I guess. Tell us how that worked.
I sold single books. I sold packages of 10 for companies and some keynotes and workshops. And honestly, it worked very well. Again, luckily people liked it.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing when you're writing a book or you're launching a product or service.
Mm-hmm.
I had good uptake. And again, the social media spin on it was wonderful. It created a great PR story.
Walk us through the details, though. How'd you get started? You put it up on a website. You said, okay, I've got a book that ordinarily sell for $25. If you contribute $12, I'll send you a book. How did that work?
Yeah, I chose a site called Indiegogo, and there's a number of great sites out there, but they walk you through it. It's really they're wonderful platforms today. You input your information, you input your video, they tell you what you should be doing, they help you get the social media going. And then, yes, they describe to you, show you those different levels of packages. So starting for myself, I had, the $20 package versus a $25 book.
What did the $20 package get you?
Well, that was a signed copy of the book, including taxes and shipping. So you're saving about...
Right.
She saved about $10, and then I had packages of 20 books as well, and on from there. So the key is to start very simple, $10, $20, and then you can work up $100, $200, $500. So
right.
Different levels of engagement.
All right. And so people did that. And of course, different prospects. Somebody who wanted the book would take the $20 package. A business or an organization that wanted you to keynote would take the larger package. And they just put their credit card in the gave the credit card into to the site and bought it and you delivered.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean that's the other great thing about the site is, you know, everything went through PayPal and everything is secure. It goes through them. And you know, if you want to get into crowdfunding of your new business or service, it really is turnkey. It takes you about 5-10 minutes to really understand, you know, the process because it's
you got a book to deliver. How would a regular Main Street business use something like that?
Well, I think in the same way. I mean, if you're a retailer and you want to test some new products or new ideas that can be shipped,
right.
put them up there and put a special package or a special deal and see
mm-hmm.
how people react to them.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you some good feedback. Like if I'm thinking about launching product A or product B,
right.
you're going to get some feedback. You obviously have to deliver what you're promising, but
right.
you can ultimately commercialize, you know, the better selling one.
Right, right. Hey, Ken, it's been fascinating hearing you talk about this project, and I know you've educated a lot of folks. Now, give us the name again of the site you used.
CauseADisturbance.com, and we're also up on Amazon.
On Amazon. All right, sounds good. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
See you next time. Got to take a quick break. 29 after, I'm Jim Blessingame. I promise I'll be right back.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.